All about safes. The history of the safe is a long and fascinating one. The first safes were created by the Egyptians in the year 2000 BC. They were used for storing valuables and were usually made out of stone or metal. The safes were typically buried deep underground to protect them from thieves and other people who might want to steal from them. In 1778, John Hall patented a design for what he called a strong room, which was basically just a safe with a lock on it that could be opened by turning a handle on the outside of the door. The strong room was also known as an armory because it was often used to store weapons in addition to other valuables like gold, silver, or jewels. The strong room made its debut in 1788 when a building in New York City called the Bank of New York was opened for business. This first strong room was a simple design with a single door and an iron safe that could be reached by ladder. The most common type of safe is the pin tumbler lock. Pin tumbler locks work by having a series of levers or pins that are pushed into place and then rotated in order to pick up a specific key code. The bank safe vault was by far the largest ever built at that time. It was designed to hold 10,000 pounds of gold and silver bars, which is about $100 million today. In the late 1880s, when this illustration was published, gold valued at $100 million would have been equivalent to about $10 billion today. A modern safe has many benefits over traditional safes. They are more secure, easier to use, and store more items. Modern safes are also more affordable than traditional safes. For these reasons, they are becoming the go-to for many people who want to make sure that their valuables are protected. In this section, we will explore the modern safe. The purpose of a safe is to provide protection for your valuables from theft and fire. Safes are typically made of steel or another type of metal and are lined with thick metal plates or fireproofing material. Safe locks are designed to deter thieves by making it difficult to open the lock without a key and often use an electronic keypad for entering the correct code in order to open the safe door. Modern safes also have many layers of security, like fingerprint scanners, biometric scanners, RFID tags, and other types of technology that can be integrated into your safe system. What is the most popular safe? The most popular types of safes are the floor safes, wall safes, and the fireproof safes. In the United States, the most popular safe is the Sentry Safe S123B. This safe is not only fireproof, but also waterproof and has a drill-resistant hard plate. It has a three-point locking system, which is better than the two-point system of other safes. The Sentry Safe ES123 can also be bolted to a floor or wall for added security. Are digital safes easy to break into? Digital safes are not easy to break into. They are difficult to break into because there is no way to attack them physically. The only way to get a safe open is through the digital interface and the password. While it's true that safes are difficult to break into, there are ways of breaking them in by force or through physical interface, such as jimmying locks or using tools like crowbars or screwdrivers. What happens when a safe runs out of battery? The solution to this problem is to replace the battery. If you don't have a spare one, then you can place your items in another location like a bank locker or safety deposit box. The lock mechanism inside the safe is powered by a battery. When the battery dies, the safe will not open. In this case, you can call a locksmith to help you open it. With a key, the safe is equipped with a backup battery which allows the safe to operate for up to 10 minutes in case of power outage. How do you open an electronic safe with a dead battery and no key? The first thing to do is to check if the battery is not just dead, but completely drained. If it is, then you will need a locksmith. There are more ways to open a safe like this. You can try to drill the lock or use a torch, or you can use some other tools like a wrench, screwdriver, hammer, pliers, or a saw. A lot of people like to use the saw method because it is the quickest and most efficient way to open a safe like this. You might be able to open the safe using an electrician's tool called an electric pick. This is a very useful tool and one of the easiest ways to get into the safe without damaging it. The electric pick has two metal wires with insulated handles on either end. The wires are inserted into the keyhole and then pulled back and forth until they force the tumblers inside to line up with each other. Are electronic safes reliable? Electronic safes are a great way to keep your valuables and important documents safe. They have many advantages over traditional safes, such as the ability to be opened with a fingerprint or password. These safes also offer more protection from fire, water, and other natural disasters. However, they are not without their disadvantages. It can sometimes be difficult to remember the 6-digit key code and difficult to keep track of receipts and other papers that are stored in the safe. The main disadvantage of electronic safes is that they can be hacked into. This means that someone could enter your account and get access to your personal information or even steal your valuables if you don't have an alarm system installed in the safe. There are a few different ways someone can get your location without setting off the alarm. For example, they could break in and use the keypad to turn on the power and turn off the alarm. How long does an electronic safe lock last? Electronic locks are a relatively new innovation in the world of safes. They are not only more convenient to use, but also can be used on a variety of different types of safes. One thing that people often wonder about is how long do electronic locks last? The answer to this question is that it varies based on the type of lock, the number of times it has been opened and closed, and how well it has been maintained. Most locks last from 3 to 5 years. What types of safes are there? There are many types of safes, each with its own features that make it more or less secure. The most common types of safes are home safes, business safes, gun safes, jewelry safes, and fireproof safes. The type of safe that you get will depend on the items you want to protect and your budget. Home safes. Designed for important routine things like money, important documents, passports, and more. Business safes. Safes that are specially designed to protect documents and other important items from theft and fire. They are usually installed in a private business office where they can be accessed by authorized personnel only. Business safes come in various shapes, sizes, and styles. The most popular types of business safes are floor safes, wall safes, and electronic access safes. Gun safes are designed to store firearms, ammunition, and hunting equipment. Typically range from a few feet deep to 10 feet tall, can be made of metal, plastic, or composite materials. Some are equipped with locking mechanisms that use dials or other keys. Jewelry safes are devices that keep your jewelry safe. They are designed to protect your valuables from theft and robbery. Jewelry safes are typically made from a combination of metal, plastic, and fabric. There are many different designs to choose from. Fireproof safes. They are the best way to protect your valuables from fire. The safe is designed in such a way that it can withstand extreme temperatures. It also has an electronic lock which is resistant to fire, water, and other natural disasters. Fireproof safes are available in various sizes and shapes for different needs. They are made of steel and have a thick layer of insulation on the inside. So what have we had so far? 1. About safes. 2. What is the most popular safe? 3. Are digital safes easy to break into? 4. What happens when safe runs out of battery? 5. How do you open an electronic safe with a dead battery and no key? 6. Are electronic safe reliable? 7. How long does electronic safe lock last? 8. What types of safes are there?